The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Zevachim has been dedicated by our good friend and student of the Shi'ur Daf Yomi, Binyamin HaKohen, Benny Cohen, that they call Benny C., that has dedicated this Masechet, and Be'ezrat Hashem he will have Hatzlacha V'harvacha, and being that he is a Kohen, Be'ezrat Hashem when Mashiach comes, he will serve in the Beit HaMikdash with the other Kohanim that will serve in the Zichut, that he dedicated this Masechet that specifically talks about the Avodah of the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash of the Korbanot.
Daf Ayin Gimel. His daf is being studied Le'anu Neshmat Abraham Ben Esther Ruach Hashem Tenichanu Bagen Aiden Amen. His daf is being studied Nefuah Shilamam Miki Benjamin Rasacham Benyamin Mordechai Ben Esther. We begin today's daf on Ayin Gimel Amud Rishon. We are at the second line, starting with the word Detanya. Let's review where we're holding in this Gemara. We have a Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if you had a Korban Hatat Ameta. Hatat Ameta is a type of Korban that has to be put to death, that has to be left to die, especially to be put on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, let's say that Korban got mixed up with other Korbanot. Let's say you even got up mixed up with 10,000 Korban Shalamins. Shalamin can go on the Mizbeach, but the Hatat Ameta cannot. So the Gemara says they all have to be off the Mizbeach and you have to wait for them to die. You treat them with the seriousness of the one Korban of Hatat Ameta. The Gemara asks an obvious question. What happened to the law of Rov? Why don't you go after the majority? The majority of the Korbanot were legal. Why don't you say that this one animal over here is batel barov? So the Gemara said, just to review, the Gemara said, no, you don't say bitul barov over here, because this is considered davar shebiminyan. An animal is something that is counted, something that's sold by quantity. You sell one at a time. You don't just sell a herd. You sell one animal at a time. So davar shebiminyan is considered davar chashuv. And davar chashuv, we don't say the inyan of bitul. Oh, so the Gemara said, wait, that's not so simple. That's not so simple. There was a machloket in the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir talked about this concept of something that's sold b'minyan by quantity, is it batel or not? So one shita, Rabbi Yohanan said that Rabbi Meir shita is et shedarko lemanot. Et shedarko lemanot means that something that's only sold strictly by number, that's considered davar hashuv. Which means if it's partly sold by minyan and not, it's not considered davar hashuv. One shita according to Meir, it has to be strictly, as you said. The Bishma Menachi says, no, kol shedarko. Kol shedarko, so long as the majority of the times it's sold the minyan, even though sometimes it's not, it's still considered davar hashuv. So the Gemara said, according to the Shtakish, we understand animals, like we're talking about now, most of the time they're sold the minyan. Sometimes they're not. So they have the status of davar hashuv. That's why there's no bitul. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that it has to be strictly. So animals are not so strictly b'minyan. Therefore, it should be batel. That's the question. So the Gemara said, you're right. The author of our Mishnah is going right. The author of the Mishnah of Litra Kitsiot. We don't know what Litra Kitsiot means. It's got to do something with figs. So we're going to have to see what that is. And that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yeshua, actually. And now the Gemara is going to explain us this Mishnah, this Braita or Mishnah of Litra Kitsiot. So the Gemara begins, Betanya, we have actually the Tosefta. Litra Kitsiot. You have a certain measurement of figs, dried figs of Teruma. Shidirasa al-pi igud. Which means the custom was they used to take these dried figs, they used to press them into a cake. And they would put them in like a round candy vessel, and then they would go to the market and they would sell it. It was like a pressed cake of figs. So in this case over here, he took figs, dried figs of Teruma. Shidirasa al-pi igud. He crushed them, he smashed them on this igul, this round candy over here. However, he did it on the top of the keli. There was already dried figs on the bottom. This he made on top, so they didn't join. The top part is teruma, and the bottom part is chodin. Meaning it's separate. Ve'eno yoteya be'eze igul derata. He has many different igulim. He doesn't know in which igul is the teruma. In one of them, is teruma on top of the vessel. But he doesn't know which one. Now, it's a problem because teruma cannot be eaten by strangers. It cannot be eaten by zarim. So what is he supposed to do? So it says, al pi habit ve'enu yodeya be'eze habit terasa. Or the same case, instead of in the igul, instead of on the in the round vessel, he did it on top of the barrel. So you have, again, all pressed figs on the barrel, but you don't know which one is the teruma and which one is not. So Gemara says, al pi kaveret. Kaveret is a basket made out of, let's say, reeds. Same concept. Ve'enu yodeh is the kaveret derasa. You don't know in which kaveret the teruma is. Bimeir omer. Bimeir says, Bimeir Izer, and he quotes the Bimeir Izer. And he says, what? That. Even. Now, normally, the law of teruma is like this. The teruma to be batel, you need 100 chulin against it. Certain things are batel, the shishin. Other things, you need more to be batel. So, teruma, it's batel, the me'ah. So the B in the Izer says, even though, let's say I don't have 100 kelim there. Let's talk about the Habiyot, let's talk about the Engul case. Even if I don't have 100 Engulim against that one, still be batel. How? Ro'im et ha'ivyonot ki ilu en pirudot. I look at the top part of the keli as if it is separate from the kelim, ki ilu en pirudot. And it's mixed, so to speak, in the bottom parts of the kelim, and therefore at tahtonot ma'alot et alyonot, which means I don't look at it all as the top, one item or top. I consider it as if the top is mixed in the bottom, and therefore you can use all the bottoms to get the 100 against the teruma that's on the top.
Even if they're not touching, like you said.
Correct. Which means again, ro'im the litrot. That's on the top of the kelim, kilo and pirudot, as if they're separate, and we consider them mixed into the kolin that's on the bottom. And therefore, we look at all the kitsiot, all the dried figs in the kelim, whether it's the top or whether it's the bottom, it's all considered one ta'arovet. They're all considered mixed, and therefore you can join them up, because all after is one of these kitsiot against all the other ones, and therefore it'll be mivatim. That's the way the B, in the eyes that understand that, the B who has the kshita that we need. The B Yoshua says no. B Yoshua omer, im yesh me'apumim ya'alu ve'im la'ap, ha'pumim asurim ashulayim mutarim. You need 100 pumim. We look at them separate. You need 100 tops. Separate tops to mivatim. And if you don't have it, all the tops are asud, and all the bottoms are mutar. Because the bottoms are chulin.
Yeah.
No problem. So he holds, you don't mix them up. You look at them separate. The says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, a little differently. He has a different way to understand the machloket. He says, Rabbi Yehuda, yesham me'apumin, ya'alu, v'imlad, apumin, asudim. According to this version, Rabbi Yehuda holds like, what Rabbi Yehuda held in the first version.
Right.
They need 100. Now listen to the Yeshua's version. The Yeshua Omer, Afilu Yesham Shelosha Me'ot Pumim. Oh, even if you have 300 Pumim against the one, Lo Ya'alu. Why? Because each one of these Kelim sometimes are sold the Minyan. Even though the majority of times they're not sold the Minyan. So this is a new shita of Rabbi Yehoshua. Rabbi Yehoshua, that something that's sold even sometimes b'minyan in quantity by the item is not going to be batel. Oh, so this is a new shita, which means we had, according to this, different shitot on what's considered davar shebiminyan. That's not batel. I want to review the shitot before I go further. But according to this, according to this, it answers our question. Who's the author of our Mishnah that says the animals are not going to be batel? It's going like the Yeshua that says anything that's even sometimes sold to Midian is not going to be batel. Then we found an author, the Yeshua is the author of our Mishnah, it's davar hashuv, because it's davar shel Midian, even if it's sold remotely, the Midian, like you see the case of the Piyot. Now I want to review, because it's a very important subject in the Halakha, the Gavid davar shel Midian. Let's review the Shittot. This is based on what we learned today's daf and combining on what we learned on yesterday's daf as well. The first shita we saw was the shita of the Hachamim. They held there's only six items that are considered davar hashuv, and they listed those items: rimun badan, iguze perech, certain special fruits and different types of vegetables. These are the only six items they held are considered davar hashuv, and they're not batim. Rabbi Akiva, if you remember, added one extra item. He held only seven items are considered davar hashuv shebiminyan and nothing else. Then we had two ways of understanding Rabbi Meir. Does Rabbi Meir say it's got to be exclusively so biminyan, anything, or most of the time? And then we have Rabbi Yoshua is now saying even if minority of the times it's so b'minyan, it's considered davar hashuv. So you have extremes over here.
Right.
So who does the Shulchan Aruch take? La'alacha, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Yud Alacha Aleph was posed like Rabbi Akiva, that for davar shuv b'minyan, only seven items are considered.
Strictly
those items. You can't just say, oh, this is a hashuv item, it's so, no. Only the seven items that Rabbi Akiva listed. It's interesting, the Rambah is posed like Rabbi Yohanan, in the way the Shtakish said, in the way the Bimi Yir said, I'm sorry, that what? Only something exclusively is sold in the end, even out of the seven.
Uh-huh.
So the Ramah is more strict. He holds a more broad base of things that are considered about Hashuv Shibim Minyan, whereas Maran holds, no, only the seven, the way it was listed according to Be'agam. But what do we benefit from this Gemara? The benefit that we found an author of our Mishnah. So somebody asks you, hey, in our Mishnah, how come you don't say Bitul Barov? You have one hatatza meta against 10,000 korban shelamim. You say it's batel. Well, we don't say batel because our Mishnah is going to be Yeshua, and the animal is considered davar shebiminyan, even if it's sometimes it's sold biminyan, and therefore davar hashuv and not batel. Now, the Gemara, before we go on to the next topic, just want to finish off since we started talking about this these pressed figs. Pressed figs that were in the barrel. So the Gemara is going to give us one more chiddush. The Gemara says, "Derasa bi'igud." If let's say you didn't press it on top of the barrel or on top of the vessel, you did it bi'igud mamash in the with the other pieces of dried figs. But you don't know where in the igud. Oh, the Sfona or the Droma. You don't know where it is on the north side of it. You just pressed it in. You mixed it in. Where is it in the Igul? The Devre Arkon Ya'alu. Everybody's going to agree in that case. They're combined. Since they're combined, so you can use the bottom to Mevatim. The Mahalok we had some others are separate. So the question was, can you combine them to Mevatim? Yes or no? That was Mahalok. Everybody agrees that they're pressed in the Igul itself. And you don't know where they are. If you know where they are, then of course you cannot maybe
combine
clear mix. It's a clear mix. And so you don't know where they are, you can mivat. Now the Gemara says,
good. Because by going by when they're not mixed, and
that's the machlokes.
It hasn't been
mixed. That's the kedush. Hamashiach Amar. Hamashiach says, Afilu tema rabbanan. Ba'alei chayim hashive. They lo batle. Rav Asher says, I can say that our Mishnah is even going like the rabbis. The rabbis who said there's only six items that are considered davar hashuv. Oh, the animals was not on the list. They listed all different types of fruits and different types of things that grow from the ground, nuts and different things like that. How can our Mishnah be going like Chachamim? He says, because even the rabbis that listed six animals are considered davar hashuv. Living animals are considered davar hashuv, and they're not batel. The rabbis, they were only discussing things like fruits and different items like that. they were not discussing Baal HaHayim. They would agree, Chachamim. Even Baal HaHayim, died at Pasuk. They were only discussing other items that are considered Gidurei Karka. Good. Because if you remember, the Vimeir, Chachamim reacts to something that Vimeir says. Vimeir said, you have a bunch of Siltan, of fenugreek, that got mixed up in other bunches. So the Vimeir said, it's not Batel. Not Batel. The fenugreek was Kilayim, not Batel. It was Asun. I got mixed up in others. The Vimeir said, not Batel. So Chachamim said, no, the only items that are not Batel are these items. So they were reacting to the case of the fenugreek, which is something that grows from the ground. But they were talking about the things that grow from the ground. But the produce, but they weren't talking about Baalei Chayim.
Sure.
So therefore, our Mishnah can even be like the Hachamim, and therefore Baalei Chayim is Hashuv, and therefore not Batei. Our Gemara says, wait, I got it. They're all together in the group of all these animals are together, mixed up over there. So you want to tell me they're not Batei because it's Davar Hashuv. We have a principle. The principle is like this. Kol de parish, merubaka parish. What does that tell me? I have a majority of items. Majority is good, minority is no good. And one separates from the pack. One animal, let's say, walks away. So now I want to know, this one animal, where did he come from? Is he from the Heter or is he from the Isur? So the Hanakha says, we have a rule. Called the Parish, something that separated, Mirubaka Parish. You could assume that it came from the Rov. Oh, so the Gemara says, so that's your answer. That's your, go to the pile of animals over there. Pull out one animal. When you pull out one animal, that's considered called a tarish, and therefore you can assume it's a zivachim, it's a shilavim, and put it on the mizbaya. So the Gemara says, v'nimshoch v'nikrab had minayu. Why don't you pull one animal at a time? V'nemar called a tarish minuba tarish, which means, when a person takes something out of a tarovet, and you don't know what it is, it's two species, and you have a sefek where it is, so you say, what? It's considered a, it's called a tarovet. And therefore, in our case over there, if you're going to take one of the animals out, so therefore you can assume it's the good one, it came from the rov. So people ask, what are you talking about? Nimshoch, hava na kavua. Nechon kavua, ke mechsa al mechsa dame. We have another rule. When do you say kol de parish merubaka parish? That's when the item moved. The item moved out. It moved out. You have 10 stores. You have 10 of them. 9 of them are kosher. One of them are not. And all of a sudden you have a meat.
Lock away
outside of outside from the stores. You don't know where it came from. I said, call the parish, Mirubaka parish. The Sheinkin over here, let's say you would go into one of the stores. If you're going to one of the stores and taking a piece of meat, then we have a different rule. That's not parish, that's called kabua. When it's established in its place and you're going to the zabek, you're going to the problem, then we say it's 50-50. Mehsa al mehsa dami. 50-50, it's
kabua.
All bets are off, and then we have to be mahmir. 50-50, even though it's 9 against 1, you don't go with odds. You don't say, well, 99, but my chances are 9-1 that I did good. Doesn't matter. Kabua is mehta mehtadam. And they learn that from the laws of Ir Miklat. There's a law where a person, let's say, throws a stone into a crowded area, and Rov are Yisrael, and the minority is of their Akum, of their Avodah Zarah, let's say, a Goy. So you're not going to be Hayav on the Goy, but you're going to be Hayav on the Jew. And what happened when he threw it, so he threw it in the group, and ended up, it killed the Jew. But you don't know his Kavanah.
He's a Rav.
Kavanah goes after the Rov. No, but since he threw it into a kavua, into a place, we say it's 50-50. And it was since it's 50-50, you can't kill a person on a sefik. You can't kill a person, let's say he did it to the mizid, let's say. You can't kill a person on a sefik. That's when they're going to love kavua. So it's 50-50. If you didn't say that, Sivanah, you'd say majority was Jews, so you kill him. But you say, no, it's a Safek, and you can't kill him on a Safek. Anyway, for our purposes over here, you have a pile of animals. What's the animals considered? Kavua. They're in its place. So when you go take one animal out, that's not called the Kaddish Menubah. You're going into the store. So therefore, it's 50-50. Once it's 50-50, you have to be Mahmir. It's a Safek. So the Gemara tried to ask, oh, what do you mean? Call the Parish. Go there, take an animal out. What do you mean take an animal out? That's Kavua. You're going to go to the place that's stationary. That's not going to work.
Take a look for it.
So the Gemara says, I'll give you a way to do it. Ela, Mikdishinu de Naide. Benema, call the Parish. Beruba Parish. The Gemara says, move the animals. Which means, for example, put all the animals in a confined area and put a little gate, a little door. Now you're going to force the animals to move out.
In middle way.
Set up the Kol de Parish. You have 10,000 animals over there. Instead of letting them all die, put them in a pen. Right? Don't take it out yourself. Put the gate over there.
Let them walk out by themselves.
They're there. Kol de Parish. Little back up, buddy. You're okay. And how does it work? It works. This animal comes out, I say the Yisur is still in the pen. Over there, no problem. Bring it on to his back. Next one comes out, I say the majority is still over there. And then the Yisur is still over there, it sits in the majority, no problem. So why don't you say that? So the Gemara says, Amar, Ramah, Amar is a big country, show me. Gizir, Sheme, Yavo'u Asara Kohanim, Bevat Ahat, V'yakrivu. The Gemara says, you're right. Technically, there should be no problem in this case. If you were to do this idea, put him in the pen, let one come out at a time. Technically, we should say, Kol de Parish, but Rebecca Parish, it should be okay. But what? The logic of Kol de Parish is like this. What would happen if, let's take a case of pieces of meat. I say, let's take the cases of the Korbanot. All the cases of the Korbanot, one comes out at a time, no problem. Kol de Parish, I accept. But let's say altogether you have 10. Make an easy case, you have 10 Korbanot. And the one of them is in there. One Isur is in there. What's the Sivara, how this works? I take one comes out. I say the Isur is still in the majority, but then. Another one comes out, called the Parish. I say, it came from the road, the Isur is still there. And so on and so on. And so until I get to the last one, when I get to the last one, I say, it came out already. And therefore, this is the Hittin also. So one at a time is okay. Because I know at one at a time, I can say I'm not hitting the Isur. But let's say I would sacrifice all 10.
10 times.
Let's say I would sacrifice or sprinkle the blood of all 10 korbanot at the same time. There for sure,
no way out.
I'm bringing the Isur. Oh, so therefore the Gemara says, you're right, Kol de Parish, Kaparish. But I'm worried that maybe after they came out all one at a time, maybe the Kohen is going to take all the meat of all 10. And put it on the Mizbeah. If he does that, then you have a problem because for sure you're bringing the Isur. When do we say Kol de Parish? One at a time. One at a time, so I can say, the Isur is still over there. The Isur is still over there. It's in the room. It's Batem over there. I'm taking this one out. This came from the room. But when you take them all together, so for sure the Isur is in there. That's a problem. So now, the Gemara is assuming a big chedush by saying this kisa. So which is really, you're right. If it came out one at a time, it should be okay. But I'm worried that after it came out one at a time, maybe the Kohen is going to put them all together and it's going to be a problem. But I want you to keep in mind the big chedush that's being said here. When this one animal came out, it was batel already. It was mutah.
Free to go.
It's free to go. Now you're telling me that it's possible, exactly, that something that was mutar can become asur again. That's what Rava is saying.
Pushing it.
Keep that in mind, because the Gemara is going to contend that concept. Once I said, Rabbi, is this piece of meat mutab? Mutab. Finished. Then, oh, later on, yeah, but now, the piece I told you was mutab, now it's asur again. How could you do that? Which is, normally we would say, logically, once already it came out, hold the perish, what about perish? I don't care how you brought it now. Which means, let me ask you a question. According to the law, I have three pieces of meat. Two are kosher, one are not kosher. What do I say? They're kosher. So this rabbi is telling you, you can only eat one at a time. Because I said, eat this one, and the other one's over there. So, but maybe I can argue, that once the rabbis were posek, then mutar, put them all together in a sandwich, and eat them together. Even though, for sure, you're eating now the isur, the other way, because I'm eating it, the isur is over there. I'm eating this one, it goes over there. When I eat the third one, I say, oh, I ate these food already. So I can always get around it. But maybe no. Maybe once it's mutar, eat them all together. So the Gemara is going to take that logic. The Gemara is on Nava. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? He says, according to your logic, once already, you took the animal out, it was mutar. Now you put all the blood of all the 10 animals, and you're telling me in the keli, and you're mixing the blood together. You're going to tell me now that it becomes asur? Just forget about bringing them all together. Forget about even before that, which is once the animals were taken out separately, and now the Kohen takes all the blood of all the animals, and he puts it in one keli, and it's being megis. The Gemara is coming to say, are you going to tell me that the mizrak, the candy that has the blood in it, are you or the candy that has the meat in it, are you going to tell me once all the meat becomes put together, all of them are going to be asuro? Which means once already you tell me they moved out, they moved out. Once I put it back in the candy together,
same problem.
So I'll say it again. No, it doesn't work that way. Okay, you're right. But Rava didn't mean that. If that was your problem, you wouldn't have an issue. Amar, Ela, Mishum, Shema Yavo, Asla Kunin Bevat Ahad Meyikhu. Now that's the concern. Exactly, which means, I'm worried that maybe at an earlier stage, not at the time of the, once they came out one at a time, the Mutarim. I'm worried what? Maybe 10 Kohanim are going to come. And what are they going to do? In one shot, and each one is going to take an animal. Which means, if the animals have moved out, and therefore they're going to take the raw, they're going to take the 10 behemot simultaneously. So therefore, I'm concerned that what? That's going to be pasul, that the pasul is in the majority. She can't tell me Aru Tulim Shabema Surah and Shabirov, the Quran Asurot. The Allah to Akim Nahuf the Behemoth, the Lumen Kovagrito, which means, Opa, I'm not worried. I don't know, once they became Muta, the Muta. But I'm worried that once they came out, 10 Kwanim, 10 animals are going to be out.
But they already came out.
Well, so that's what I'm worried about. That's my question.
Are they going in to take them out?
No, they go in there to take it from the Kabul.
Right. So what is that going to be?
So what is he worried about? Shem Yavo Asara Kohanim. Let's go back to the question. Amar Le'a Omer Abbanan Rava. Ela Me'ata Megisa Asira. Which means you tell me the Mizrak, the Testament, you put all the Kedim, you put all the blood in. You tell me it's Osir the Behemoth, the Mistarev. Once the Behemoth moved from their place, and each one was taken on its own, that's the point. When each bema was taken on its own, taken on what? When does the Eter come? When this animal comes out, nothing happened yet. Now a Kohen comes and takes it. The second he takes it, I say you're taking something that is mutar. But let's say if 10 Kohanim
take,
they take the 10 at the same time. There'll be two there. Which means, because I think for sure one of the sewers, my logic was, I took one, the other one's over there.
Next one came,
I took it out, okay, this one's out. The next one comes, I say the sewer's still over there. But my Jacob, if I'm taking them, I took all 10 at the time of the taking. Because once I took it, and if it's mutar, game over. I don't care what happens after. It mixes up after, all together. But at the inception, at the time of the taking, if 10 Kohanim will take 10 animals.
At the same time.
So the Gemara says, Ba'asarah Kohanim, Be'matahat, Yishab. The Gemara says, how's that possible?
10 Kohanim simultaneously to take the 10. Because when it comes to the meat, yeah, take all the meat, just throw them in the ground at the same time. Put all the blood in the mizrak at the same time, you can mix it, no problem. But to be so, such a gizdei raya you're making. That maybe 10 Kohanim at the same exact time they're going to grab the animals. That already is a little far-fetched to say. So therefore, that's not the issue. So then we're back to the question. Why, then, is it asur? Well, you put them in a pen, let them come out one at a time, I'll save the Mizveah. I want to bring all these Korbanot. Call the Parish, Merubaka Parish, and bring one at a time, a simple solution. You're telling Gezerah, maybe this, maybe that, not if Gezerot, they're not going to work. Yavara says, Ela Amar Rabba, Rabba gives the final answer, Nishum Kavua. Simple answer. I'm worried that if I let you do it this way, you might do it with the Kavua. If I let you go, call the Parish, Merubaka Parish, then you might come and take it from the Kavua. If I let this, you might go into the pen and take an animal. The only problem we have with this, Yamara, is, so then do away with the scene of Kol Deparit Merechavish, always make a Gezerah, Shema Yadot Rekavua. You want to tell me, I'll do so. Oh, you know why, I don't rely on Kol Deparit. If I'm married, you're going to abuse it. You're going to go and take from the Kavua. So then in every Kol Deparit, go back to the meat store. When the meat comes out of the store, what do you tell me? Oh, what's that? Hey, why are you telling me what's that? You might go into the store and eat it. I mean, you can ask this question always.
This is
the question of all the Rishonim. This is the bomb question that they all ask on this sugya over here. So how can the Gemara tell me such a Yezerah? You might come to the Kibyu. So the way with the whole law. So the Mefarshim answer, one answer, the answer of the Tosafot. Tosafot's answer is that the difference between stores are noticeable. I know the stores; they're clearly identified. So I don't make a gezerah that I might go from a kode parish merubaka parish that I'll go to a kavua that's lefanenu. That's kavua, and I see it
clearly marked.
I'm not going to make gezerah such a thing. But in this case over there, it's all in the ta'arovet. This is an interesting type of kavua. It's not 10 identified stores. It's all in a mixture. A mixture where it's not identified, then I will make a gizana. I'll give you his words. His words are, he writes like this. He says, in Pidesh, had been a Kavua, one came out, or Chima Hanelov Meshusha Isur, meaning the Terefa store, Kavua Venikad Bemkomo. It's in its place. The Enlano Hoshiavor Vikach Menata Arovet. That I'm not worried, I'm going to go back to a place I'm on. The Kavua Medrabana, and it's something that's mixed up, and I don't know where the Isur is. Hachemim sort of people in Momaka. Where the Isur is?
Clearly marked.
I don't know where this meat came from. But there is a taresto. I'm not kozakor or taresto. Right?
You're not going to push it to that level.
What that? Here it's different. Here, I don't know where the Isur is. The Isur is in a mixture over here. So therefore, in Isur Kavua like this, that's in a mixture, that's not in 10 establishments, there's one that gives it up. Makes sense. A meat comes out of the store. I don't know where it came from. Call the parish like a parish. Oh, if you let the guy eat this meat over there, he's going to walk into the nice store. He sees the store over there. We walk into the store. They have 9 stores. They have 10 stores. There the stores are identified. You just don't know where this piece of meat came from. I don't think it gets you might go to the Kavua. I might go to the Kavua. No, that's already too much. But over here, what does he see? A piece of an animal came out. When he looks at the Kavua, what does he see? A herd of animals. He doesn't see a Isur per se. There
it's not marked.
Not marked, exactly. So therefore, it's more gezerah to say that if we let him do this, he said, what's the difference?
He
might go in there and take the animal. Now the Gemara says...
But you tell me that for the
Mishnah. Right.
Gemara comes along and says, Amar Rava.
This is our last one.
Amar Rava. Ashtad Amri Rabaran lo nakriv. Ki nakriv lo mirase.
Now you told me that I was going methodically. First you told me it's not Patel. Now you explain to me why it's not Patel. You told me why I can't even use Code de Paris, Merubaka Paris, because I'm worried about Gezerat and a Kapuan. Everything is fine. Now I want to go one more step. Let's say the Kohen, even so, brought the Korban. He brought it anyway. So the Gemara Rava says, I'm sorry. Once already we're telling you that it's Asur, so then if you brought it, lo meraseh, which means once it's Nidheh, once the animal is hexed, once it's pushed out, it's pushed out. There's no, you brought it, okay, well, we'll say it's okay. Now, once we said this animal is X, is marked, it's out, it's no good, it's no good. We did it, so I'm not about it. Now, the rabbi told you, don't bring it. In Nakrid, if the Kohen did bring it, what did I say? The Gemara says, what do you mean? Etive Rabuna
the
Rava. Okay, let me give you the case outside, I'm going to read it inside. We have two different ways we can bring an off, a bird. Either hatata off or olata off. The only difference between, I shouldn't say the only difference, one of the differences, olata off, we sprinkle the blood above the red line, it's not lemada, where hatata off, it's lemata. And that's very important. Now let's say I have a bunch of birds that got mixed up. Hatta'at, or they all say birds. Some of them are hatta'ot, some of them are olot. Now, what the Kohen is supposed to do, is supposed to go to the rabbi and ask, and the rabbi will tell him, don't do anything. Because you don't know, the Kohen will say, you know what? Listen, I'll sprinkle all of them above the line, and I guess, at least I get 50% of them are good. Because it's 50-50. Half of them are olot, half of them are hatta'ot. The Chatzila, you can't do that. You can't kosher 50 at the risk of being for sale. The other 50. But if we go ask the rabbi would tell him, no good. But let's say the Kohen didn't ask. So we're going to learn in the statement now, it's going to say, and that's exactly what he did. 50 above the line, 50
below
the line. So he did, you know, part up and part below. So the Gemara is going to come along, or he did all of them above, I'm sorry. All of them above, or all of them below. You do all of them above,
50%
of them are going to be kosher. You do all of them below, 50% are going to be kosher. Gemara answers a question in that case. What do you mean? If he would ask the rabbi would tell him X. They're no good. But then you see if he brought it, with the Avad, at least 50 of them are good. So Rava, why don't you say the same thing in our Mishnah? If you ask the rabbi, this chatata man that got mixed up with the zevachim, he tells you, X, don't put him on the mizveah. But if he brought it to the yadad, say it's okay. In the same way you're telling me in the case of the off and the chatata off and all that off, that no good. But if he did it, it's okay. Let's read it inside now. Eti ve'ravuna v'arivuna rava, chatat she'ne'et'aleba be'ona be'ona she'ne'et'aleba be'chatat. It's chatata off. Got mixed up, Ola and Hatat. Filahat the Ribor. One even in 10,000. Have one Hatat against 10,000 Ono. Yamutu Kula. There's no pidyon, by the way, by off. So it's not like you make a pidyon and then and they will take the money and then, you just have to let them die. That's if he asks again. Okay? That's if he asks. However, Bamidivim Amurim Bechohen Nimlach. That's what the Kohen asks. He's Nimlach. He goes in for the rabbi. About the Kohen, she'en Nimlach. But if he doesn't ask, Asa'am Lema'la, if he does all of them above the red line, Mechsa Kasheru, Mechsa Pasul. 50-50. 50% are good, 50 no good. Lema'la, let's say he does all of them below the line. Same deed. Mechsa Kasher, Mechsa Pasul. Achat Lema'la, Vachat Lema'la. Let's say he takes one bird above, one bird below. No, now you have both of them are no good. Stand kesulot. Because you don't know. You took one and one. So I say, watch. I say, maybe the chatat you did above the line, which is pasul.
Me'olah kineval levavda. Right. So therefore, there is olam on the bottom. So therefore, what do you see over here? Here, a question against Rava. Here, if the rabbi would be asked the question, he'd tell me, these animals are nidchin. They're pushed away, no good. But then at the same time, if the grim brings it, it's okay. So why don't you say the same logic in our Mishnah? Yes, the rabbi's going to tell you, listen, these korbanot of it, nidchin. Look, the case like we learned. The animal came out of the pen. Called the punish, or the punish. Technically, it's okay.
I'm playing good.
But the only way we have to get it out. You might take it from the kavua, no good. Okay, but the avad, if he brings it, we should say it's okay. So it was in this case over here. And what I said, Amalek, ha, keman de amar. That's going according to the opinion. Ba'ale chayim nidchin. Oh, we have a law that once ba'ale chayim, an animal, is pushed away, it's pushed away
forever.
There's no coming back. Aha, the case over here, the birds? Kiman zamar ba'ale chayim in on nidchin. You go like the opinion that says that animals, that when they're still alive, they can come back. Ba'ale chayim, even in nidchin, they can come back. Please, asking me a question from that? You know it's a machloket. Once an animal is nitzeh, could it come back or not? That's a big machloket. So in this case over here, and the Mishnah with the animal that was nitzeh, because it was all mixed up, you're right. Ba'alei chayim nitzeh. And I, once it's nitzeh, it's nitzeh le'olam. That's why I say, yamutu kula. That rabbi over here? Yeah, once the animals got mixed up, they were nitzeh nechayim. The rabbi would say, don't bring any of these off on the Mizmeah. But he holds that rabbi that something that was Nitzheh, Nehayim, can come back. What are you bringing me a rabbi? I hold like another rabbi. The Gemara says, wait, Harish Yechudin. Let's say an animal that was slaughtered. Dekula Alma Nitzheh. Everybody holds. Once an animal was slaughtered already, and then it became nitzeh, everybody reads it nitzeh. Oh, and still, the Gemara says, Utnan, Rabbi, we have a case over here, by, you have an ola, behema, let's say, behema, ola, that got mixed up with an ola that's a ba'amun. Now you can't put the ba'amun on the zayach. But now you have pieces of meat, this is the shot.
They're all
cut up. The shot already, I got pieces of meat all over, I don't know. Again, if you ask the rabbi, I'm going to tell you, don't put anything on the Mishnah. Okay, but again, the Kohen doesn't ask questions. So now the deen is like this. The deen is a bit as women. In Karava Rosh Shemachat Mehen, Yikribu Kol Adashi. Wow. If already the Kohen put one head on the Mishnah, one head of one of these, or not?
Restart the process.
You start to put them all. Why? Because I'll say that the first head that you put on was the Ba'amun. And therefore, you did it already.
You're done.
Now you might as well bring the other one. Now, this is talking about they were nishat already. Mm-hmm. And everybody holds once something is nidhid by shechita, it's nidhid le'olam. And still, Labiri Aizen said in this case over here, that if you brought the first one, so I could assume that the first one is the Isur one, and then the rest okay. Similarly, why do you say the same case in our Mishnah? You have 1,000 korbanot. There's a hatat in it. Why do you say once the first one dies, say that was the Isur one that died, and now look, the other one's going to Mizmeah. Again, have a hatat ameta in there, right? So what's the deal? All of them you have to let them die, because you can't put them on the Mizmeah. Good. Let one die. Now I'll say, the first one that died is the...
But yeah, they already were dead.
Not over here, they were nishchat already.
Yeah, they were...
Worse! So, at something that's nishchat, normally the demons, once it's nitcheh, and still, which is if you ask the rabbi, right. The rabbi would tell you, don't put anything on the mizbeach.
Right.
Okay, the Kohen says, I started the process. You know what the rabbi would tell you? Continue. Let me continue. I thought, once it's nitcheh, it's nitcheh. Once you put the head on the Mizbeah, I could assume that was the Ba'alum you did. So you did the Yisur already. You got rid of that. Oh, the rest are okay. So say the same thing in our Mishnah. Yeah. 10,000 animals. What's the let them all die. I got another idea. Once the first one dies, say, that was the bad one. Put it on the side. Just like you said, the first one you put on the side, that's the Baharmum. And bring the rest. Oh, Rabbi, what are you talking? We have a question against you. So it says, don't bring me a question from that case over there. Who the Amar Kihanan and the Sri? He's going, that would immediately, he goes like Hanan and Misri, that says what? That there's no deen of Dihui at all. He doesn't hold of the law of Dihui Bichlal, which means he doesn't hold even a Behemah Shechuta, even a Yasmut, there's no such thing as Dihui. So according to the meter, it never became pushed away that we have a problem to put it back. He doesn't hold up this concept of Nihui at all. How do we know? Continue. I'll explain. Netanya. Oh, there's a famous case. Yom Kippur. You have to bring two korbanot. Se'ir na'adazer, and then Se'ir on the Mizbeah. You separate them together. I slaughtered the Se'ir for the Mizbeah. The Adazer is still alive. I received the blood. Beautiful. This blood of his is connected to the Se'ir la'adazer. I speak of the blood. The Adazer is good. And then take out of there, throw it off the mountain. I did beautiful. And now, okay, now the case we discussed it. He slaughtered the Sa'id for the Mizbeah.
You don't know which.
No. He knows. This is the seventh death. Caught the blood. Now the Azazel died. Ooh. One rabbi says, his blood now is Dahui. Because the blood is only good if you have a partner. You should partner up. So now once the Azazel died, the blood became Dahui. Throw away the blood and start all over. You got to make two new ones. That's the conventional shita. But the Biri Ezer says, no. He doesn't hold the Bihui. He says, the blood is good. Just hold it. Don't do anything. Which you can't put on his back. You have a partner. Bring another Sayyid Azazel. And once you bring the Sayyid Azazel, you put him up again. You see, the Biri Ezer holds kind of Bihui. And even though this blood technically was Neteh, for a moment there was no partner. His blood was invalid, but if you understand, no problem. Even if it was pushed away, bring it back again, no problem. Look what he says. He says, Hanan amisli omir, afilu dam bekos. The blood is in the kos. It's in the cup already. Mevi havero, you bring another sa'il azazel umzaveglo, and you partner up with it. Oh. So, and therefore, what? You could sprinkle the blood that's in the course, and then you could send the new Sa'id to Azazel. Now, it's clear that when the Sa'id Azazel died, the blood in this course was Nibhaya. And therefore, technically, if you hold up the Lord Bihu, you would have to spill the blood out and start all over again. And still, Hanan HaMisri says, you can sprinkle the same blood. Why? Because Hanan HaMisri doesn't hold of the law of Bihu at all. And therefore, once, as long as you have another Sa'id, the blood goes back to becoming it's not called Bihui, but it's just temporary invalid. It's not called Bihui. So therefore, don't ask me a question from the Bihui. The Bihui
said what? The Bihui said, oh, you have one of the animals. Don't bring the animals, because you have the one mixed, you have a moon there. You have a moon mixed up with other ones. Okay, the Keteva, don't bring it, because you don't want to put a moon on it as well. But if you put the first one, you say, know what? Bring the Akim Kavut. Oh. So the Gemara says, oh, so you see what? Even though it was Nitzheh, but you can redo it. So you want to say, no, the BDIS doesn't know of Nitzheh at all. He doesn't know that they became technically Nitzheh, that you had to redo them. He doesn't know this concept of Dihui. Like we saw by the case of Korbanot on Yom Kippur. So therefore, there's no question. Once you bought the first one, then I bring the other one. We don't think the other ones were Nidheh. The other ones you just can't bring on the Mizbeah out because you have a Mum. Once I get the Mum out of the way, no problem. He said, but I subscribe to the law of Nidheh. And therefore, once all these animals are going to become Pasul, because the Hatata Meta got mixed up with all the 10,000 other animals. So I hold Nidheh. They became invalid. Now, you know, once the first one died, reinstate the other one. No, I subscribe to the Nidheh principle. And then once they're pushed out,
They're pushed out.
But I mean, he doesn't hold to that. What's my proof he doesn't hold to that? He holds that even on Kippur, the blood, technically, it was invalid. No problem. Get another sa'if. Continue bringing it. So he doesn't hold to the nitzheh. That's why he says, you brought the first one. These other animals are still okay. Because they were never nitzheh, technically. He just said you weren't able to bring them because you had a bottle. You got the bottle. Well, therefore, he says, don't bring me a question. You want to be the hezeh. Everything is good. She can't be the hezeh. It's not a question of vichui. Even be'emot shechutot. Even if the animal slaughtered already. But Rava, he says that they're not because he holds like the shita of nitzheh. And therefore, vichui. That's all got them. Because he holds of this principle of vichui. I hold of it. So therefore, technically, you're getting, the more we learn, the more clarity we're getting of the mechanics of what's taking place in the Mishnah. That one animal has got mixed up in many. So our first dilemma was that, hey, what happened to Bitul Baruch? Break it to Bitul Baruch. One in a thousand, it should be Bitul Baruch. Well, it's Dabar Hashuv. Dabar Hashuv. Bale Hayim. Certain things, because they're important, they don't get butted. Good. Why do you call the Parishta? Another rule. I'll just come out one at a time. Don't tell me you get the 10 quality, we're going to take him at the same time. It's office. You're right. But if I let you do this, you might come to the come to the source. Okay, so that's a problem also. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. So don't bring them out of despair. But Abbas said, and if you brought them out of despair, no good. Hey, why are you so strict? We have rabbis that were lenient, that if you put something on the mizbeah, even though if you ask the rabbi, tell you no, I mean, you happen to be there, this is a perfect case. You ask the rabbi, tell you those animals that got mixed up with Baal Emumim, don't bring them on the mizbeah. But he hopes, if you put the first one on the mizbeah, you can continue. Because he doesn't hold the dihui business. I hold that once an animal is pushed away, it's pushed away, it cannot be reinstated. Abinaz is extremely old, even in Shait, even if it's slaughtered, everybody else holds, there is Bichui. By animals that are alive, it's Mahlokat Yeshdi, once it's Mitzhe, can it come back? But by Nishhatim, everybody says, once it's Mitzhe, it can't come back. And Abinaz is old, even if it's Nishhat, it still can come back, because it was on the Bichui. Well, that's the question from Allah. That's the answer of Allah. Once it's Mitzhe, it's Mitzhe, and then we'll say, we wrote it on the Mizbeah, אין לו כפרה, אין לב נמצא. ברוך אדוני לעולם, אמן ואמן.